I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There's been no comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old American man, Paul Whelan. He's a retired U.S. Marine. Russia says it detained him December 28th for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. An infant boy was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday, 35 hours after the structure collapsed. Seven people are reported dead. Dozens of people are missing. The baby was dug out after emergency workers heard his cries. Temperatures overnight were minus 18 Celsius. The boy survived because he was warmly wrapped in his crib. Officials in Pakistan said Tuesday that at least four security forces were killed when a group of heavily armed militants assaulted a paramilitary training center in southwestern Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military said that terrorists attempted to storm the residential and administrative blocks of the Frontier Corps facility in the remote town of Lorelei, but security guards at the external checkpoint forced them out. The assailants entered a compound adjacent to the checkpoint, where security forces surrounded them and gunned down three of them. The fourth one blew himself up during the firefight. The Taliban has killed more than 20 pro-government forces and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. The insurgents staged the deadly offensive to try to take control of oil fields in Sayyid District in Sar-e-Pol province. The local government spokesman told VOA on Tuesday that Afghan security forces repulsed Monday night's attack by the Taliban. This is VOA News. The Somali military has executed six al-Shabaab militants without a trial, according to officials and rights activists. A Somali military commander told VOA's Somali service on Tuesday the men had been imprisoned for the last 5 months. They were part of an assassination unit. One of them was caught red-handed as he killed a government soldier, and his arrest led us to the arrest of five others, and finally we executed them. The militants were executed Sunday by firing squad in the town of Badhera, about 300 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The partial government shutdown entered its 11th day at the dawn of 2019, with Congress and President Trump still at odds over his demand for money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. On video and on Twitter, President Trump talked about the wall and the new year. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president's video message on New Year's Day.
It's going to be a great year. Complicated, but great. People make it overly complicated, actually.
The complication the president talked about is the debate over border security.
We have to have a wall as part of border security, and we're working on it.
We are now a week and a half into a partial government shutdown. House Democrats released their plan to reopen the government without approving money for President Trump's border wall. This morning, the president tweeted, "The problem is, without a wall, there can be no real border security." The president also tweeted a Happy New Year's message to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media.
Later in the day, Trump invited top congressional leaders, both Republicans and Democrats, to the White House on Wednesday for a briefing on border security. But it's unclear whether that could lead to breaking the stalemate over his wall proposal that he contends would thwart illegal immigration. A man in his 20s is in jail after police in Tokyo said he deliberately drove his car into a crowd celebrating the new year, injuring at least eight people. The incident happened shortly after midnight Tuesday in the city's popular Harajuku fashion district. Police have charged the man with attempted murder. British police say the stabbing of three people on New Year's Eve in Manchester might have been an act of terrorism. A suspect, whose identity has not been disclosed, has been detained on suspicion of attempted murder. Police said earlier Tuesday the investigation of the stabbing at Manchester's Victoria train station was being conducted by counter-terrorism experts. Police said they were unsure if the stabbings were the work of terrorists. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News. VOA 1.